my wife gave birth to a baby boy.
Wow.
So it should be bezchus the Lima Torah that we should be zocha legadla the Torah chuv ma'asim tovim.
Amen.
And bezchus the. And the serious nefesh that she has by allowing me to, to learn. So I think hopefully my kids will take after my wife in that regard. It's a fascinating Gemara. So Gemara, I'm trying to find it. Gemara in Nida. So I, if the, forgive me if I'm not 100% as there as I should be, because my mind was in like the hospital all day, but. Basically, there's the Gemara of Vesis. So the Kasha is, so I know Dave Hellman a few weeks ago spoke about Vesis Doraisis, Vesis Darabanan, different shitos in Achronim, if why Vesis would be Midarabanan, why it would be Midaraisa. For all those who didn't even know we're learning Nida right now, let's just clarify a few things. A vesis. What's a vesis? A vesis means that a woman who's right, a woman usually sees dam. That's what normal, healthy women do. Every once a month, they see dam, unless they're giving birth or something, right? Mm-hmm. Well, even then they see dam, but not for. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they see dam usually once a month, right? And if a woman, certain particular woman sees dam at a certain time every month. Let's say the 30th day, to keep it simple, there's machlokas and all this, what I'm about to say, but just to keep it very, very simple, every 30 days, without fail, she sees dam, right? 30 days, count 30 days, she's dam. Another 30 days, she's dam, fine. So that's considered vesis kavua. She, on that day, she is assumed to see dam, and there are a number of nafkaminas for that. One, being that it's usher to have tashmish with her because she can see dam at any second. Another is that if she doesn't do a bedika on that day, if she goes through that day, and even though she didn't see dam, but if she does not do a bedika, meaning she doesn't check to see if there was dam, she is, we presume that there was dam, and she's asura, even though she didn't actually see dam. We assume that she did see dam. But that is totally, and everything I just said is totally machlokas in the Gemara, if Vesis Doraisa or Vesis Darabanan. Right? If you hold Vesis is Doraisa, then what I just said is true. And I'm just going to, just because I want to explain the Yesod, I'm going to, for this, for most of what I'm about to say, kind of assume Vesis Doraisa, even though we pass the opposite, we pass the Vesis Darabanan, but the Yesod is even more clear in Mand Amar Vesis Doraisa. So now that right, that's why I was saying Vesis. So if you hold Vesis Doraisa, so there's this din that you are a surah even though you didn't see dam, because we assume you did see dam, as long as if you didn't check, and that it's usher to have tashmish that day, because we have to be choshesh that you might see dam. So the question is, the chorus is a pelet. Makes no sense. Why is, put it this way, what's how could anyone hold Vesis is not Doraisa? What do you mean? Of course Vesis is Doraisa. I'll explain it why Vesis would be Doraisa. There's something called Rov. There's a pasuk we learned Chulin just a few months ago, right? And we know that there's a pasuk that the Torah teaches, Achar Nahatos, the Gubas Rov, right? Now, whether or not this is a Ruba Delesa Kaman, whether or not it's learned from Achar Nahatos or not, might have to Gemara Mufreshes, that we go Basar Ruba Delesa Kaman. This is Ruba Delesa Kaman, that a woman. That a woman who is murgal to see every month, is hurgala to see every month, sees on that month. Meaning, there's a reason we relate to Kaman that when a woman's supposed to see, she sees.
Is that true? Practically?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you're on the 25th of every month, the woman sees dam, that has to happen? Or is there more variables?
No, that's Vesis Kavua is only if. The only Vesis Kavua is only if at a certain time of the month, mamish, she sees every month. Yeah, I mean, today it's not so common. It was very common. In the time of the Gemara, it's clear from the Gemara we've shown him that just the Metzias was that most women had a Vesis Kavua. It was weird not to have.
Remember, he's probably getting confused. Not only do we have a Vesis in a Chodesh, we have what's called Vesis HaFlaga. That's what we usually have.
Every 25 days.
There is the day of the month, or instead of day of the month, there is interval of right. lapse of
right.
time.
So it was by far most common that most women would see at a certain time. They could predict exactly when they would see Dom.
Okay.
Today it's different, but I thought it was just clear that I was Metzias back then. And even today, there's still a certain arove to some degree that a woman will see every month. Okay, not necessarily on the specific, but she'll know around a certain time. It won't be considered Vesa Kavu al Pialacha, but before there should at least be a rove that she will see during that month. And I'll explain, but just, I'm working in the Metzias of the Gemara, because I really want to show a certain point here. In the Metzias of the Gemara, where there was a certain woman, she every month, or every 30 days, she saw Dam. So she'll say, okay, today I'm about to see Dam. That's rove. So how could you possibly hold Vesa's Durabana? Of course it's Duraisa. You're going to see, it's a rove. And if you don't believe me that's a rove, the Rajba says so. The Rajba in Torah Sabayis, I think it's the last Amud Aleph in Shara Vestas. I think, but you have to check, I'm not sure. But either way, the Rajba says in Torah Sabayis that it's a rove. He says that there's a rove. I think his lashon is, because the Gemara says Orech Bizman Oba, that the Dam usually comes at the time when it's supposed to come. There's a rove that it will come when it's supposed to come. So Chor, it's a Pella Otzum, how anyone can hold Vesas Durabana. More so, even among the Amar, Vesas Duraisa. Vesas Duraisa, Rashi says the following, and the Rosh says the following, that even if you hold Vesas Duraisa, it's not because of normal din of rov. It's a special halacha l'moshe misina. L'moshe misina teaches that we go, that Vesas Duraisa. For the Pelotim, I understand. It's a Pesach in the Torah. I understand what you're talking about. How can you hold the Vesas Durbana? Oh. That's the kash. So now, before you figure out what, so basically, because of that question, I think we're going to get to the yesod of what a Vesas is, what the chiddush of a Vesas is, and hopefully a few nafkaminas in with using that yesod. A Vesas, we said the two most yesodistic nafkaminos of a Vesas are that it's usher to have tashmish on that day, right? Because you have to negotiate any second that she's going to start seeing Dam. You can have tashmish because you might, in the middle of tashmish, you might see Dam, and that's an Isser Karis, that's not good. So therefore it's usher, meaning it's Isser Prisha, that's what it's called, right? There's an Isser tashmish. And there's another din, that after the fact, if you didn't do a bedika, you're a tame. We assume you saw Dam. And those are two different halachos. I wanna figure out each one on its own.
Good question.
Yeah.
About the you're not allowed to have tashmish on the day of. Does that mean that if she didn't see the day of, then the following day would also be usher? Because she might have that day or that specific day.
If she didn't see the day of,
let's say she always sees it
on. No. So if she did a bedika, as long as she did a bedika, the din is that you have to do a bedika on that day. But if you did a bedika and you found that you didn't have dam on that bedika,
next, if she usually sees it at the time of month, maybe she'll see it the next.
Right, so that's already not a vessel. That's exactly. I'm going to get there in a minute also, but that already is mutter. Right. So that's also a chor pella. I understand. Okay, if you didn't see today, Kabachom, you're probably going to see tomorrow.
Exactly.
Right? You could say not like that, because you could say that, okay, maybe something's weird and you're sick, and so for some reason you didn't see today, you're supposed to see today. So you're supposed to see tomorrow. So you could argue that. But the answer will become clear, I think, I believe, is what I'm about to say. Bye. So there's two different halachos, and I want to explain each one on its own. The first halacha is an Isser Prisha, right? A Chiyuv Prisha, I mean an Isser Tashmish, that you can't have Tashmish, you have to be Choshesh, that you might see Dam every second that day. So I asked a question. My question was, L'chor, there's a rove that you see Dam on that day. So how could you, of course it's usher to have Tashmish, how could anyone hold Vesas Durabanan and matter that? And if you want to tie now, there's a famous Reb Chaim that says, even the man d'amar Vesas Durabanan, Prisha Samach Vesas Duraisa, meaning not to have Tashmish, that's Duraisa. Okay, and there's another Yehuda like that too. Even if you hold Vesas Adurabanan, that Chiyuv Prisha, that the fact that you can't have Tashmish, that's a Chiyuv Doraisa.
Based on what?
Right, so you could have said, oh, wonderful, The Gemara is asking my kasha and answering. But they're saying that there's a roof. There's a roof. You're going to see Dam. So of course you can't have Tashmish. You could have said that. That's wrong. Why is that wrong? I mean, the Noda Yehuda, something says a little bit like that, but that, I don't know.
It's real. I mean,
against the against Rishonim. I'll say why. What?
The problem is if it's a roof, it's
right. But I'm saying that, that's what you could have said, because there is the Reb Chaim and Noda Yehuda both right for different reasons. But they both right that it, that Prisha Samach Leveses is the Oraisa, even though Veses are the Rabbana. Right. You could have said Gufa because of this reason, because of roof. Exactly. That's why it's the Oraisa. Meaning, the. Well, you're asking why Kvesis would be Durbanim.
Yeah.
Remember, right. So, okay, I could explain it more, but I'm just more going to even say that even that's wrong. I hear. I could, it would take me another 5 minutes to explain that. It's not worth it. The point, whatever, I'm just saying even that's wrong. I'm asking to you. Meaning, because I'm saying even that's not what they're saying. Because there's a pasuk of his heart, then, whatever, the special limud to teach us that it's usur to have Tashmish, some of Kvesis. We need another pasuk for that. Pashas can be shown in. Is like that. Even though the Yehuda says not like that, he's basically against the Rishonim. The Pashas in the Rishonim is that there's another drasha tell you that Prisha Samach Leveses, even if you hold that's the Raisa, that's because of another drasha. Without another drasha, it would not be us having been heard. So I'm saying, either way, that was just like a side in case you got a question on me one day. So I just answered the question right here in some tape. Fine. So now, whatever, I'm saying the answer. Either way, so the question is still. Stands. Before this is a pelot atzum that there's a rove that you're going to see dam. So of course it should be usher to have tashmish. How can anyone hold on? Like this? So is the following. This is a big chiddush, and I haven't seen this quite in svarim yet. So I'm still young, you know. So I'm allowed to say chidushim. So I think the following is true, and I have a number of rise for it again, but it could just be that like Shas is against me somewhere that I don't know about. But I think this is a Yisod. Yisod is the following. And I heard basically Mati Neuberger was basically mayor this Yisod originally when we were learning the Sugya together, so he made this Ha'ar. Ha'ar is the following. That, what did I just tell you? I just told you, when there's a rove that you're going to see Dam, right, that Mistama, meaning I'll be rove, I'll be statistics, I'll be whatever, you should see Dam in another minute. Meaning every single 30th day on the dot, on like that second, when the 30th day starts, you see Dam. Can you have Tashmish the second before that second? You know that I'll be rove. You'll see in another second. In the middle of this Tashmish, will be you're gonna it's gonna be a Tashmish Shal Isser. So can you have Tashmish a second before that? Pashtus is if you hold Vesa Durbanan that you can, and even if you can't, it's because of another din of Yizhartem, an extra chiddush. I mean, not because of rove. For why? Oh. So the soda thing might be the following: that rove, that right now you have a chazaka. Right now you're okay. Right now she's tahor. Everyone agrees she's tahor. Right? There's no reason to believe right now she's tahor. She's tahor. In another second, I'll be rove. We think she's gonna be tame. Okay. So when the second comes, she'll be tame. Right now, I don't have to be nohag right now, based on what will happen. I'll be rove in the future. It's a chiddush. Because you would have thought that rove tells you this is how it's going to be. Since that's going to be like, it's like, we're like a nubby. I'll be rove, that's how it's going to be. So I'm going to use my Nebuah powers of rove and know that that's how it's going to be. I'm going to be coming now. I shouldn't do it now because I might come into Big Taurus in a minute. It could be the Echonami, you're right. And Chacham ain't a Barosho, then that he won't do this because he's going to end up being Baal and Eid in a minute. So it could be Chacham ain't a Barosho, it's not a smart thing to do. But also the Raisa Mishum Rove, it's not. Meaning that Rove only tells you, it's only Mavarer, a suffix that we have now. When right now, we can say Rove is Mavarer this right now, there's an Isser in front of us right now because of Rove. Rove tells you, oh, Taka, it's Usser. But when right now it's Mutter, it's Pasher, it's Mutter right now. Everyone agrees it's Mutter right now. There's a Chazaka, it's Mutter, it's Pasher. You want to tell me Rove on the future will be, I have to act right now based on what's going to happen in the future? I'm not a Navi. I don't have to act nothing. I don't have to worry about that.
Listen, Noda Behuda had a Gemara, right?
He had a Gemara
in Gittin that says a woman is not allowed to eat the truma. So according to you, how do you explain that Gemara?
He says the Gemara, but Shama Yomos Chashina. That's what he says, right?
Yeah.
It's a little of an aga, so I don't want to get confused. But since you asked the question, Shama Yomos Chashina, the Gemara is talking about a case when, right, based on what, just to let everyone know what's going on there, there's a Gemara that says that a woman is... Can a woman who's married to a Kohen and her husband's out of town, right? I think that's the case, basically?
He says you're divorced 1 hour before
exactly.
I die.
Exactly, right, sorry. I'm sorry.
She's divorced one hour before he dies. She's married to a Kohen.
And we don't know what's going to happen in an hour. So she's married to a Kohen. I'll explain. It's Mamash Kafta Mefera. She's married to a Kohen, right? Right? Leah is married to Aaron a Kohen. Right? Now, she's married to Aaron HaKohen. Now, Aaron HaKohen gives Leah a get, saying that this should be chal an hour before I die. Right? Oh. So right now, if he didn't die, if in another hour he ends up not dying, then right now she's Muteres Mudereisa, the Truma. Because she's married to a Kohen, she can be Truma. Wonderful. But if in another hour she dies, turns out right now she's Asa Betruma.
He dies
in another hour. She's Asa B'Truma right now. Right? So it's the Gemara, Shom Yom Eschashin, with the Choshish that he might die. And therefore, Asa right now. Zachor, that's against what I'm saying. But first of all, it's not all against what I'm saying. Because over there, it's not even be rogue. Zachor, that's a... That Gemara's a pal. I'm saying, I'll explain the Gemara in a second, but first let me ask the
Kasha Gemara.
Yeah, he's not going to die. He's 25. So Gemara gets into how old he has to be. Well, fine. The Maestro, there's no rogue in that case. The Stam, why be Choshish? We're not Remeir Choshish Lamiyat. Why be Choshish in that case?
If he dies, it means she's divorced. If she's divorced, she can't.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So why be Choshish? So I'll tell you why we're Choshish. We're Choshish, and I think the next tshuva in the Novi Yehuda, someone writes to him, Gufa with his Kasha, and Yehuda tries to get out of it with an answer based on a Tosis and Kedusha, Memhei, and that Tosis is Taka Pella. There's 2 days in Tosfos about this point. What I'm about to say seems like there might be a stira according to one of the days in Tosfos. Every Acher in the world is bothered by a day in Tosfos. I have maybe a Yishu for that Tosfos, but if I'm against that one day in Tosfos, I don't know Tzarech Ian Gadol, but everyone else had the same Tzarech Ian on that Tosfos. I might have a Yishu, but that's really not for now. But either way, the basic answer to your question is that right now there's exactly right to what I'm saying. Over there, it's not that right now I'm choshish for the future. Right now, Pasha, she's mutter. Question is, what will happen in the future? That's not what's going on. Right now, I taka don't know. Because if in the future he turns out to die, if he dies in another half an hour, right now I'm usser. It's the mafreya. It's not that right now I know for sure I'm okay. But something could happen in the future. I'm going to be in the middle of the maisa in the future. Right? Because of what I'm doing right now, I'm going to be in the middle of that maisa. Might be mamshich a little bit more into the future, and then it'll be usher then. No, it's that right now I don't know if it's even mutter because I'm not a navi. I can't tell the future. So maybe in the future he's gonna die. We may right now I'm usher. There's no chazaka right now. Meaning that's kufa in a way a riot. What I'm saying, not a riot, just not a whatever. It's meaning if we only say shalom yamos chashinan when right now I'm a supik. But when if stam, I'm for sure mutter right now, and in another minute I might be usher. For sure, I don't say shalom yamos chashinan. Now I'm going much further. Now I'm saying even if there's a rove that I'm going to see in another minute, still you don't say rove. There's a tshuva of the hard svi.
This doesn't work retroactively, Nita. It's only at the moment of blood.
That's exactly the point.
So maybe before, she's 100%.
Exactly. That's why over here, right. I don't think choshesh.
Right.
I'm totally mutter right now. There's a tshuva of the hard svi that says, I think a piece of Frank, again, I'm really, really not holding as much as I should be in this right now, especially since I'm not completely yishuv adas, but the hard svi basically has this ha'ara. He says, a rov lahaba, if I'm remembering correctly, it's a hard svi that says, a rov lahaba is not a rov. Mamish this point, I think. A rov on the future, what will happen, that's not a rov. We're going to find this hard
svi. Okay, but good. Let's say it's not a rov. But what happened to the principle, sveika deraisa lechumra?
What's sveika deraisa lechumra? Sveika deraisa lechumra, what happened to the principle of rov? So, what's the pshat? I mean, it's just like there's...
What's the pshat?
There's
go
a chazaka.
The
there's a chazaka. Right now, I'm mutter. Sveika
deraisa
lechumra. Sveika deraisa lechumra. is when there's something in front of me, I probably don't know what it is.
Right.
I don't know. Is it mutter? Is it mutter or aser? I don't know.
Right.
Second, the rest of the chumrah.
Right.
Over here, I know for sure this is mutter.
Right.
This is chazak. It's mutter right now. Shkayach. In another minute, maybe also shkayach. Okay. Well, maybe we can do a minute. Then I'll worry. Right now, I'm not worrying about anything.
But you know, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, he says you can't use the principle of chazaka. He says it's called a chazaka asur lishtanos. What kind of a chazaka is that? You can't use the principle of chazaka.
So you've got to say chazaka. So, okay, that's a good question. But I don't know where we see. Chazaka lishtanos, again. Chazaka lishtanos is that
chazaka. Chazaka that's made to change is not a good chazaka.
That's
exactly what's
right.
going on here. Yeah.
So that's stop. That's a very.
If you hold vested
like,
the rest,
that's a good question. But it's a question not on me. It's a question on the Gemara, and therefore it's clearly wrong. Why? That's exactly my question. Because I'll explain. Because that's good for my question. There's a chazaka. There's how can anyone say vested derabanan? It's a chazaka. A ruli shtano is a chazaka. Not a chazaka. Therefore, how can anyone say vested derabanan? It's the same question.
But that's his question, right?
Okay, so basically, Chazaka Rishtanos, I'm saying that so clearly it's wrong. So the question is, why is it wrong?
Why? Yeah.
No, okay,
so
fine.
What's your answer?
So first of all, Mechatesi that Chazaka Rishtanos is not a Chazaka. I don't know where that comes from. And again, I don't know Shas Baal Peh, so I can't, like, really, I can't toy in this with a dose. But Chazaka Rishtanos, the best. To my knowledge right now, the best raya for, again, I really might be wrong, but to my knowledge right this second, the best raya to a chazaka lishtanos is a Gemara in Kedusha at the end of Kedusha, I think, Ayin Testament Aleph, where a woman, right,
comes
a gadola,
right.
Whatever, she has a Kedusha, she's not
right.
sure when.
Right.
Right now, over there, she for sure changed.
Right.
So then, since right now she for sure changed, we don't know when she changed. That's when we done chazaka lishtanos. But right now, nothing changed. She's for sure mutter right now. We don't say chazaka lishtanos. Meaning you have to give me a... You can't ask a kasha from left field without giving a riot that there's a problem. Okay, so there's no such thing as chazaka lishtanos. Fine. So now... I could be wrong. That's what I see.
Okay.
I need a ride. That there's a problem. For the child.
All right, go.
All
okay.
there is. More condition. That's Ayin Tes. That's all I know. Fine.
Okay.
Oh, very good. So the Chor that, and then the Heart Speed, and if you want to find the Mar Makom, I don't have it on me right now. I think it's quoted in, there's like a Mar Makomos Sefer, like a red Mar Makomos Sefer. It's like a maroon. I think it's called Mar Makomos. It's like, and you look under Rove, and you look under Rov Lahaba, I think he quotes his Heart Tzvi. And I think he quotes his Heart Tzvi, he's talking about Rov Lahaba, and I'm pretty sure the Ein Yitz... What?
Is it like an index of some sort?
Yeah,
Mar Makomos Sefer?
Yeah,
it's like an index type thing. It's like, has like...
That's great.
It's very interesting, yeah. And I think the Ein Yitzchak, since we're right next to YU over here, so I think Yitzchak Chanan Spector, so I think he... I think also he has the same Yesod in a few places. I don't know how I remember how I know where that is. I don't know. It's somewhere. It's probably, if you look at the Heart Tzvi, maybe he quotes it. He probably quotes it. Fine. So, Lemaisa, this episode is already in Svarim a little bit. The reason I said at the beginning that it's not in Svarim, because I'm just not convinced that that's what the Heart Tzvi is saying. I have to look at it better. But basically, a Rov Lahaba, but the Yesod is that just because I think it's going to happen in the future, if for sure it's Mutter right now, and the question is, will it be Usher, and even up be Rov, that does not make me have to be Choshish right this second. If right now it's Mutter, it's Mutter. I don't be Choshish more. Right now it's Mutter. Oh, good. I might become Usher in 1 second. I'll be Rov. Okay, so when it comes to a second, then I'll be Usher. And by then, I'll be Onus.
That's sometimes, isn't also part of, like, something think about as unit of measurement used, right? For Rove, like in terms of like what's the unit, you know, let's say on the there's a Rove that on this day of the month this woman will have a Vesas, right? That's like what we were saying, like the 25th
yeah.
of every month,
right?
So question is, when does that day start? Like, unit of the day?
Right, so I'm,
Shia,
so I'm trying to...
It was, like, the whole day from...
So that's why I gave a case. That's why I gave a case that... Let's say she always sees the first second of that day. That's why I gave the Gaskia that case.
That's what I'm saying. Can we say that's specific? I mean, does it...
So there's a Shar Yosha that seems to say not
here,
that. For some reason...
In the Gemara, it's clear. It's that the Vesed was at the exact hour.
Oh, hour.
Right,
not
right.
Only
the day. Mamish to the hour. Right.
Oh, so that's the unit of...
Yeah, right.
The rov is for that.
Yeah, right.
There's a Shar Yosha that says in a Chanami, he bites the bullet. He says, in my case, it will be awesome. I don't think that's posthumous. I don't know. You can look. Whatever. I'm saying, if you look, right. It doesn't... Okay, fine. If you look at... Shar Yosha says it's not, but it's just not... I don't know. I mean, it's coming from no riot. It's again, I don't know. Whatever. Fine. I'm not sure. Fine. Oh, very good. So that's the first Yisod. Now, the second Yisod. What's the other Nafkamina Mavet says? The other Nafkamina Mavet says is that if you don't do a Bedika, ask the factor usher. So now, don't do bedika after the factor usher. Even though you don't, meaning you don't do bedika on the yom of SS. So therefore, even if you don't see your asura, we assume you saw dam. Rashi says, and that's because I am an aleph. It's here somewhere. Very good. Even if the next day she's checked and she didn't find dam, no, the orach bezmano ba vadei chazoy v'nafal karka. Meaning we have to assume that dam came and it fell and she didn't find it.
And then the next day, whatever. Sorry,
next day she did a bedika. There was no dam. But we assume it came the day before and she's tmeya. I mean, we assume if you didn't do bedika that day. Day 25, you're supposed to see, right? You didn't do a bedika, right? You fell asleep right. The whole day, right?
But if you didn't see it on day 26, how could you have seen it on day 25?
No, I understand. You saw one tipa, you saw one drop on day 25.
Oh,
it
did.
Went. Yeah, you know I'm saying you didn't see. You didn't see it, but
right.
it fell and you didn't find it. I mean, you saw, but you didn't see it. Sorry,
meaning it was there.
It was there, exactly.
It was low, but you
didn't.
Yeah.
Because okay, I'm just using the Gemara's term. It's a roe. I'm just using the Gemara's term.
I guess my question is, could it be that on the 26th that there is no...
Yeah, it stopped. It started and stopped on the 25th. So we assume that it started and stopped on the 25th, 26th comes, and... You're tahorish kach. It happened already. You're tameya, right? Since you any atipas dam kachardol, even a little bit of dam is metame you. So once it came, you're now tame. Oh. So what was my question? There's a rove that you're going to see on the 25th. So why would anyone hold the vessel darabanan? Before the answer is pasha. That yeah, there's a rove, but not when there's such a huge race of the taki you didn't see. I mean, you're supposed to see. Okay, you're supposed to see. But now 25th came, right, you didn't do Badika, but Maisa you didn't see. Like Maisa, you didn't, where was it done? 26th comes, you do a Badika and you're telling. Okay, so there's a row that you should see on 25th, but where was that done? Like I didn't see it. Like I didn't feel it, I didn't see it anywhere, like where'd it go? So we say, no, Vade, it fell into the ground, it was lost. You for sure came out of you, just didn't realize. Okay, that's a chiddush. That's not so posh, because up you rove, that way you would not necessarily say. Okay? So now my question was answered, I think. I'm trying to answer my question. My original question was, there's a rove that you should see dam. The answer is, if we're talking about on the future, meaning I'm scared about in the next second, I don't have to worry. Rove doesn't tell me. Rove lahaba, rove on the future, I don't have to worry about. Right now, I'm mutter. If we're talking about the nafkamina that if I don't do a bedika the next day, I'm usser, even though I didn't literally see the dam, because I have to assume I did. There's a rove. So why do you need an extra chiddush of vessels to rise? Why do you need a chiddush b'sina? No, there's no rove in that case because you didn't see. Because it's a big race, basically. Fine. Once we say that, now I talk it's called the other way. Once I just explain everything I just said, now, okay, so what's trying? That's the Teresa. Not special sense. Meaning, there's no rove, right? What? So, I'll call a rove. I do not have to be chosen for this dam. So why, again, it's a little bit of a time of the crow, but not really, because it's more, you'll see, it's the getter of the din. What's pshat in this halacha shmisina? If you, how can you, what's pshat in this deraisa, if I, I'll be rove, dinei chazaka, I don't think choshish for this. So why is Torah Taka telling me over here to be choshish for it? Ask a bigger question. That's a bigger question. Big question to follow. Okay, that's not just a kasha. That's just, okay, fine, that's the din. Whatever. It's not a kasha. It's just like, okay, tone B. That's not a kasha. Here's a kasha. The kasha is the following. What are we choshish for? We're choshish that maybe on that day, or not maybe, Rashi even has a lesson vadai. It's a little bit of a deal, and if it's vadai or suffix, fine. But either way, vadai or suffix, we're choshish that on that day you saw a dam, you didn't realize. Meaning, dam came out of you, you didn't realize, and it fell into the Netherlands, and you lost it, right? And the chura, just for the record, it's even if you're wearing like mamish underwear, some of the b'sara. Mamish, like you're wearing clothing, so like, where did dam go? The chura, that's pashtus, that even though there's a huge reasa, because like, where's the dam? I was wearing underwear all day and I didn't find it. That's not a kasha. But
now, first of all, you could say when she urinated or something.
Right,
you, know?
You can get out of it.
There are ways to
explain
this.
Yeah, you could. Things, you can get out of it. You could get out of it. That's why it's not like a lot of ways.
Right.
But I think this is a very strong kasha. Let's say you find a kesem. Let's say you find a kesem on your beged. Kesem is, because there's a din, the race that you need, dam b'hargasha. In order to be tmei and be the race, you need to feel the dam come out of, she has to feel the dam come out of her in order to be tmei and the race. Okay? So, a kesem is when you find a stain. A kesem literally means a stain. It's a pasuk in Nach. A kesem means a stain. And when you find a stain on what? Right, on of blood on something, but you didn't feel it, you just found the stain, that's only Tamei Midur Rabbanan. Okay? And there are a lot of kulos, since it's only Midur Rabbanan, there are lots of kulos that accompany this Dindur Rabbanan. Okay? So now, what's the din if on Yom HaVeses you see a kesem? You see a kesem? Sorry, let me back up for 1 second. What's pshat in this din that you could choshesh, the dam came out and you didn't realize? I am curious. If you didn't realize, then there's no argasha. And you're not to make the race anyway. So the Chazon Ish asked that question. He says, you have to say, argasha v'lava daita. Right? There's another rule. Again, these are all Gemara's later in the Nida, and Dapim and Zion. There's another rule that sometimes we say, argasha v'lava daita, that she did feel it, she just didn't realize she felt it. Well, that needs hezver. I'm masculine. That needs hezver. On a very push level,
it means there is a sensation, but she wasn't thinking of it consciously.
Right, exactly. I can. It needs more hezver.
You're a psychologist, okay?
How can you tell her what she's supposed to be
feeling? No.
Okay.
Let's say today, right?
Feeling,
my wife gave
it.
Birth today, right? So I could have had a lot of different sensations. Like, I don't know. I could have like pushed it. I could have like stepped on a needle at one point, right? And like, I don't know, I wasn't given birth, so there's like, it's not so easy to always like recognize every little thing that's going on when like, right in the middle of the shiur, I'm like, now thinking about the shiur. Okay, so now like a fly or whatever happens to like be biting me over here, and I don't realize the fly bite. But Be'etzim, I really do realize that. I did flinch. It's just that I didn't even realize I flinched because like, I'm in like, in the midst
not
of the shiur.
Focused
on
it.
Right.
But it keeps between that, Hargasha V'lo Avadaita, and not
no, so, right, so usually right. We say that's not true. Usually we say, right, so usually we say, no, make it tasty that you were so engrossed that you didn't feel it. You did feel it, you didn't feel it. You didn't feel it, you didn't feel it. That's what we usually say. But if there's such a big reason to say, no, then for sure
she did see.
She felt it, then we can always say, then no, okay, this is what happened. She thought I did feel it, and this is what happened. Meaning, usually we don't say that. Usually we say, well, you're not so engrossed, give me a break, how engrossed are you? You feel flies when they, or whatever, mosquitoes when they bite you. But sometimes, but if there's a real strong reason to say that she did feel it, then we'll say, okay, she felt it and she didn't realize.
What reason can we have?
It's over here, because of Vesas. There's a Vesas. Okay? Because usually every day, every month on this date, she feels it.
Right.
So, before she felt it, that's the Chazon Ish said. Fine. So then my question is the following. Oh, so what are we saying? When she doesn't literally see Dom, but when she doesn't literally see Dom, we're still, as long as she doesn't check, we assume that she, that Dom came out of her, Bihar Gusha, and she just didn't realize. Right? We're like, now like, adding on the chashashas here, like, whoa, that's what chashash is for? Wow. Meaning it's a little bit far-fetched already. One, she was wearing underwear all day. I hear it, like, there you can get out of them. So it's like, it's just getting a little more far-fetched. Like, she didn't see it, and she did a bedikah the next day, and she didn't find Dom. And she didn't feel anything. Like, okay, it probably wasn't there. But no, we don't say that. She's tamei d'oraisa. And to ask further, she saw, let's say she sees a kesem on that day. She sees Dom on her baguette. She sees on her skirt. She sees Dom. Just she didn't feel it. So that's only tamei midorabana. And whatever, it's one of the kulos of Ksamim, is that if it's let's say a beged sivoni, if it's a or whatever, if it's damaged in makabel tuma, let's say it's not makabel tuma, it's not a kli, right? So then it's takamutter. She's tahora, even though it's the same dam, but whatever. That's just one of the kulos. We're not getting to that sugar right now. Maybe later this year we'll get to that sugar or something. But there's a din that if it. If the dam is found on davar she'ein lo kabel tuma, if it's found on something which is not a kli, then it's not matameh. Okay, so let's say on this day she finds this dam, she finds dam on a davar she'ein lo kabel tuma. It almost for sure came from her. I mean, like it's on her underwear. She just happens to be wearing a certain kind of pad or like tissues which aren't makabel tuma, and so she finds dam on davar she'ein lo kabel tuma. Basically came from her. Give me a break. It was like some of the. It was like right to her bus. It was like right next to her bus. So before she came from her, but nope. Since she didn't have her agasha, she's tahora. As long as she did a bedika that day, right? If she didn't do a bedika that day, then she's tamea because of veses. No, she's because of the din of veses, right? Because the din of veses, you have to do a bedika. But if you did a bedika that day, so let's say early in the morning. Or not in the morning. Whatever. At one point during her veses, she does a bedika, and it comes out to be tahor. And then later on, during her veses, she sees a kesem. She's tahora mita oraisa. It's a pelotzim. Understand? We're choshish on this day for argasha v'lava daita. If you don't see dam, you don't even mamish. You don't find a speck of dam. We're still choshish that dam came out in argasha v'lava daita. Now, dam mamish, you saw dam, and my stomach came from you, and we're still not choshish argasha v'lava daita, and we make her tahor midoraisa. Anyone catch my kasha? That's a kasha. That's very very strange. And what are you going to tell me? No, she did a bedika. So since she did a bedika, so Mistama, she's okay.
She's not blood.
Well, she did a bedika and she was okay. Right. But now there's blood, right? So, and you could have...
As far as the issue of the kli, it wasn't a kli, so...
What?
It fell on the kli that didn't...
It wasn't Kabbalah Tumah. Right, it wasn't a kli, then she's Tahora. That's right. Exactly my point.
So that's the issue, really. Why does that work?
Well, because we assume that we don't see Argasha Lava Daita. We assume that, no, it came out without Argasha. I mean, that's the reason... We assume it came out without Argasha, and since it's... Right. When blood comes out without Argasha, it's only Midirabana. So there's a certain kula that the Chazal made... Well,
because it's Durabana,
right, exactly. Yeah. Again, we're not getting to why that is. Okay. There is a why there. I just don't want to get into it right now. But, right, it's only Midirabana. But I'm just asking, on this day, we're choshish for Argasha v'lava daita. So how can you tie now that when you see Dam, we're not saying Argasha v'lava daita. We're choshish. Even when you don't see Dam, we say Argasha v'lava daita. Kavachomer, if you see Dam. And to make the kasha stronger, there's a Ravid, Bali Nefesh, that says, Bali Nefesh is the Ravid's halachic sefer on Hilchos Nida. It's amazing. So the Ravid in Bali Nefesh says, also whatever, that you don't need a bedika the whole time of the Veses. You need a bedika for one bedika at one point during the Veses, and that's okay. Whatever, that just opens up the door for my question, because you could have said, like, the Chavos Das says, you know, you need a bedika the entire time of the Veses. That would undermine the whole question, but whatever. The Ravid, the first again, said, Pashas, all the Achronim understand not like this not like this Chavis Das. Okay, fine. So what is Pshat? What's going on? What is the getter of this Halach Shmisina that we're Choshesh when it's so strange to be Choshesh? Oh. So I want to tell the following. I want to say a B'chidish in what Pshat in Veses is. Veses does not tell you, it's not teaching you Dinei Rov, Dinei Chazaka, it's not teaching you a din in how to be Choshesh. No. It's Halacha Shmisinai in Dinei Nida. That what? That when a woman is on her day that she is supposed to see Dam, she already, to some degree, is viewed as a Nida. The fact that this woman already is, this is the time of the month that she's supposed to see Dam, to some degree, we already look at her as a Nida. She already has, to some degree, a Chaloshe Nida on her.
Like you said, the Vessis is determined to the minute.
Even though Vessis is determined to the minute. No, on that minute, during that minute, once that minute hits, she's already seen to some degree as Anita. That's what I'm saying. She's already seen to some degree as Anita.
But it's not Chazaka.
No, of course, you didn't mean Chazaka. Of course, because on that day, but again, we explained in Chulin that Chazaka doesn't necessarily mean, it's not necessarily mean always that because this will tell you the Mitzias. Chazaka, this if I had more time, it's already 10:28, I have to finish within 2 minutes. But Chazaka is defining an object. Not, it's just the way we view something. I think we discussed this at length. Chazaka is, Pshat and Chazaka is the way we view something. Just to give you a dimyon, not really a dimyon, it's actually a raya brura. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, I forgot the daf on top of my head. I'm going to say some of Gimel, but I don't think it's right. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that a person who is a Rasha, the raya escapes me the second, basically a Rasha, it's trying to define you as a Rasha, an Indian, certain nafkaminos that you're a Rasha, even though the third time that you do something that's machzik you as a Rasha is no more of a reason to believe. It's not telling you the mitzvahs, basically. I think about the raya. It's telling you more just, this is how we see it. The person,
you're talking about the guy is violating an Isur Kares.
Yeah. So I just only one minute. So basically, I just wanted whatever. That's what you sort of explained at the time. That Chazakas means that we look at something. It's a shame. One of these days, we'll maybe go back to that again. But so on this day, you already view her to some degree as Anita. Why? Because what's Anita? Anita is a woman who sees Dam, Mayatma, a woman who's Margish Dam. Already on this day, even when she doesn't see Dam, to some degree, she's seen as a person who sees Dam. This is the day she sees Dam. So to some degree, she's seen as a person who sees Dam. Therefore, the Chiddush is that when you do a Bedika, when you say, I'm a person who sees Dam, look, I'm Tahor, white as can be. Oh, now we already don't look at you as a person who sees Dam anymore. I usually see Dam, but right now, I'm sorry, I'm as white as can be. So then you go back to normal din that we don't not push anymore for Agashat Lavadaita. And then if you see a Kesem, you're Tahor. Meaning that it's that we're choshes on this day, not me dinei chazaka that mistama you're gonna see b'agash alav daita. No, we're choshes on this day me dina. It's like it's a din. It's lachosh misina. It's a chiddush. That what? That on this day you're seen as a nida already. One, you do a bedika. You look. You show tahara. You show it. I don't. What? You want to see me as a person who's dizam? Then why is this white as can be? Once you show it, it's attack of white. Then we go back to, we revert to normal din, that we no longer see you as a nida, now we see you as tahor, and now you have to complete proof to me that you're tameh. And we don't say Argus of Daita by normal woman. That's
so
basically
like
the
trend. It's like you're saying. The bedika is like a matzah.
Exactly. Just to give one more, there's a number of nafkaminas, based on the siso, but one big nafkamina, there's a chiddush of kfitza. Of Vessis L'Kfitzus. So let's say a woman, every time she plays basketball, or she jumps, she sees Dom a minute later. Right? So that, most Rishonim learn, I think Lachos Menaisa, we learn that that's not a Vessis. Even though every single time when you jump, you see Dom, that's not a Vessis. Understand, every time you jump, you see Dom. Why is that not a Vessis? That makes no sense. Midinei Chazak, Midinei Rov, that makes no sense. But if you understand that, no, that's not a normal Ri'iyah. We don't see you as a Ro Adam. It's like you cut off your arm, and when you cut off your arm, then blood comes out. So when you jump and like something external happens to you on that day, then
outside Vessis period.
outside the vestment period. Of course, outside the vestment period, then on that day you're not seen as a nida until you actually are a nida, because we don't see you as like the beginning of the process. Oh, this is a woman who sees dam me'atma on this day. No, if you chop off your arms, basically, I would marach on that point to explain it better if I had more time, but. Oh.